I've been thinking lately, mostly as an exercise to ward off dementia, about how fast we went from the calculator to the home computer, from Polaroid to digital cameras. Now we got handheld computers that can make phone calls, take quality photos, connect up to the internet, send text messages or email, and scramble my eggs. They got apps for everything you can think of, and if you haven't thought of it, they'll do it for you. By tomorrow. They keep track of where you are, where your friends are, and where you can meet up. Your human little brain is adapting to its hardwire. Your human little brain is mutating toward the vast network it is fast becoming part of. I'm not saying this is good, and I'm not saying it's not. What does it matter what some old geezer on the South End thinks anymore? The juggernaut rolls on the way the tide does, only it doesn't recede. It's not going back out, and it's not going to slow down. The digital genie is out of the bottle. We live more in cyberspace than what used to be called the real world. What I think about is how we'll always be the sentience that makes the machine, that writes the software, that controls the matrix. Well, we won't be, is what I think. And it won't be too long that the sci-fi world outstrips our feeble capacities to keep up. Computers will make computers. They'll self-replicate, and then they'll upgrade. And of course, we'll expect them to serve humankind. Even if they realize how puny our little human brains are. We'll put them in ourselves. Better vision, better hearing, better hearts, sharper minds. Who wouldn't? But we're the weak link. We're the expendable part. Disease prone, emotionally unstable, potentially self-destructive and violent. The day'll come and it won't be as far away as you think. They won't need creators. Just like we did with God back in the day, they'll chow down from the tree of knowledge and go it alone. The Garden of Eden will be a myth about software.